Oh, snap. We have Navia Robinson in the studio. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This place smells of cow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my little sister, Rosie. She's more L.A. than a wannabe actor sipping on kale juice.
My party.
Looks like you have a new boss now.
A fan made that, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it was fan made.
No, I think I've actually seen this.
Who the heck is E?
Oh my god.
Why do rush?
Hi, my name's Rose, but you can call me Rosie. Or just call me.
I love it.
So diary. Totally. You didn't read it. This is totally private. Totally reading it.
Okay, I'm not being funny. But there was literally one shop.
Are you serious?
I know, right? There are more shops than that.
Just try to stand very still and
I
not
still have
touch
thoughts
anything.
About that one.
I know, right?
There are more shops in jail.
Well, my question is, how does Rosie know what shops are in jail?
That's a better question.
Yeah.
Stinking Tom 16.
I remember, like, obviously I remember all of this. It was just last year, but it's so...
It could happen.
It's so funny seeing how I've, like, you know, just grown as a person and as an actor and, like... Crazy.
I've never seen
what it's. Oh, I remember this. This was like one of the first. I think this was one of the first weeks of filming.
And not just.
Wow, nice. And that was the first thing you did.
That was one of the first things I did. Yeah, and it smelled just awful.
I would assume it would.
It was freezing that day. Can I just say it was. So cold. The wind was absolutely insane. We were on top of a hill. It was so cold. We pushed through and we got the scene done like pretty quickly, but it was freezing.
Can we just mention you have like a Marvel? You have a Marvel dad.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Let's mention that.
He's so awesome, and I love Marvel, so it's so cool. He's such a sweet horse. We all love him on set. I know I hate him on the show, but I love him in real life.
Bob is adorable.
He's so cute. He's very, we consider him to be a cheeky horse on set because you never know what mood he's going to be in a certain day, but he's sweet. I like him.
No, I want urgency. I want passion. I want desperation.
Yes.
I want you to make me fall in love. I'm done. I give up. I'm leaving.
So that wasn't actually in the script. I just
said that.
Yeah, honestly, and they put it in the show. I didn't think they were gonna do that. I thought they were gonna just cut it out because it was so. It was just like a random outburst, but it worked really well in it.
Hey guys, I am Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. And if you did not notice from that opening video, we have Miss Navia Robinson in the studio. You want to let the people know where they can find you?
Of course. I'm on Instagram at Navia Robinson, and I'm on Twitter at Navia Z. At Navia Z Robinson. What? Okay, yeah.
Now, before we get into Free Reign and obviously Raven's Home, I have to say congratulations. You have two NAACP nominations for both your shows.
I know.
Now, I have a two-part question.
Yeah.
What is the first thing you did when you found out, and who was the first person you called?
Oh, I was freaked out. I think where were we, Mom? Sorry, my mom's over there on the other side of the camera. Where were we? We were at home. Yeah, we were at home in Georgia, and so I was kind of surrounded by all my family, and so my first instinct was not to call, but just tell them, because obviously my mom, you know, she'd found out, she told me I was elated, I told my brothers and my dad, and I was just so ecstatic. I called Sky, and we talked, you know, Sky plays my best friend on Raven's Home, and we talked about the nomination, and then obviously I was in contact with the other characters on Raven's Home and the characters on Free Reign, just congratulating everyone, and obviously, it was just so insane me seeing both those shows. I mean, one is so, so amazing, but two is just mind-boggling. So I was ecstatic. It's crazy. So, yeah.
Now, this might be a bad question, but who do you want to win?
You know what? It's a good question. I don't have a particular show that I want to win. I just, you know... Win or not, we got a nomination and recognition for both shows, and it just lets us know that we're doing something right, which is always great to have that reassurance. So whichever one wins, if neither of them win, like, I'm happy either way. The recognition is amazing, and, you know, we'll see what happens. Yeah.
We'll definitely see. Now, did you always want to be in the entertainment industry?
Yeah, from yeah, from as far back as I can remember, I remember when I was, like, 3 years old and I really could understand what TV was. I knew that's what I wanted to do. And like many three-year-olds who are interested in acting, of course, the first thing I said was Disney. Like, Mom, Dad, I want to be on Disney. And so I did this really funny thing where we had this, like, super long industrial size, like, thing of white paper. Do you remember that, Mom? Yeah. And so I would roll out this, like, huge roll of white paper in our living room through our kitchen. And every Saturday night, I would have my parents sit down in the living room, sometimes my brothers, though they were reluctant to come down, obviously, because they're my brothers. Why would they want to watch me get dressed up and strut around and do Disney monologues and sing and, like, just be super silly? And I think my parents picked up on that, and they realized that that's something that I really wanted to do. And they were apprehensive at first because, you know, a lot of three-year-olds say they want to be an actress, but the next week they say they want to be a soccer player. So my parents, you know, finally they put me into acting classes, and then I kind of just, you know, they realized that I did have a passion for it. And so, yeah, as far back as I can remember, I definitely wanted to be an actress.
And you got your first start playing Gabrielle Union's niece on Being Mary Jane. Now, yeah. How was that?
Yeah, well, that was my first, like, major thing. I had had, like a Moe's Southwest Girl commercial. That was my first commercial, my first national commercial. And after that, I'd gotten Being Mary Jane, which was insane. It felt like it was only 2 days, you know, the difference between me getting the commercial and doing it and then me getting the job for Being Mary Jane. And so working with everyone on there was so incredible for me. I've started off, like, in dramatic, you know, it was obviously a dramatic series, and yeah. And I think that's helped me in my acting career just be really grounded, even on Disney Channel, even doing Freewin, where I have these really, you know, fun and silly lines. I still get to have those moments, and I feel like I'm able to do them pretty well because that's where I started. You know, I have those moments that are more serious, and Being Mary Jane helped me develop my acting skills, and working with characters and people such as Gabrielle Union was amazing because they've taught me so much, and yeah, it was just, it was great.
Now, your character name was Deja. Now, how many times have somebody messed up that name?
All the time. Everybody gets it mistaken for Asia. So they'll be like, oh, you play Asia. I'm like, not the continent, but actually, like, Deja, you know, like, Deja, not Asia. So it's a confusing name. Like, mine's a confusing name. Navia is pretty, you know, different, and you don't hear Navia very often. So I'm kind of used to getting my name, you know, character or in real life messed up. So it's fine.
I like to say it's very unique. Like, yeah, our names are very unique. Like, you don't hear very often. That's what makes us special, though, too.
Right, yeah. So I love the name Shay. It's so cool. Thank you. I love Shay Mitchell. Do you like me? I mean, every time I hear Shay, I think Shay Mitchell because I love PLL. And, yeah, she's such a great actress, so.
Definitely. Like, my friend, she'll be saying, hey, Shay's doing this. I was like, no, I'm not. like, and she has to, oh, Shay Mitchell. I was like, you have to say that. Like, you forget my name sometimes, I think. Yeah. So when I hear it, I'm like, you're talking about me, but you're not.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah.
And it's hilarious. So when you auditioned for Raven's Home, what was that like?
It was a pretty lengthy audition process. I remember I think I did an audition tape when I was in Atlanta, and then from there I got a call back actually in Atlanta. And then from there I got sent out to Los Angeles to do screen tests and chemistry reads, and like I said, it was lengthy, so it was not, you know, hearing things for a couple of days and just being, like, nervous and then hearing something again, like, we want you to come in again to do a chemistry read with this character. And once it was on, like, you know, finally all said and done, I was just... It was so, you know, it was just one of those things where it was like, really? Like, are you sure? And, you know, finding out that I'd actually gotten the role was, you know, it was a dream come true. Seriously, like I said, I'd always wanted to be on Disney Channel since I was 3 years old. And, yeah, just crazy. Seriously.
Did you watch That's a Raven episodes, like, to research? Like, yeah. The vibe?
I didn't have to do much researching because I'd actually watched the shows. I have four older brothers. Mm-hmm. And my 28-year-old brother and my... No, 30-year-old brother. I always forget that my brother's 30. It's crazy. My 30-year-old brother and my 26-year-old brother both watched That's So Raven. And so I'd known about it from them. Mm-hmm. And I'd watched reruns about, you know, and seen things about That's So Raven with them. And so I knew about the show. I'd watched reruns of the show. I'd loved the show. And so I did do a little bit of preparation, but nothing intense because I already knew a lot about That's So Raven.
Now, what was what is your first thought when you thought of teenage Raven now playing your mom and that coinciding?
Yeah, it's funny because she's still the exact same person as she was from the original show. And so because I do Raven's Home, I, you know, I'd never known anything different. Obviously, I'd seen the show, but I'd never known her at that age. So I always just kind of think of her as my TV mom. And I think of her as the same Raven she was, you know, when she was filming That's a Raven. So, yeah.
Now, some celebrities from Disney Channel got, like, their release of their Doing the Wand commercial, and you got to do the wand.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how was that?
Again, like, it's monumental for Disney Channel. Every, you know, Disney star does it, and when they have, when they're on a show or a Disney movie, they always get to do their wand ID. And I remember the day that we did it, we had, like, kind of like a press junket thing. Like, we did some things with Radio Disney. We, as in me, Sky, Isaac, Jason. And we all went in and we did our wand IDs and one after one and one after one. And I think I remember mine being last. And so that whole time while everybody else was going, I was, like, all the nerves were, like, racking up and all of that. And then I finally went into the room and did it. And it was a breeze. Like, it is kind of hard, I will say, though, to do the whole, you know, wand thing, because you have to do it in the shape of mouse ears, and so they put tape kind of, like, around the room to where the marks that you need to hit, so it looks realistic. So they put tape over there, and you're like, okay, and then over here, and you don't think it's right, you think it's absolutely wrong until you see it, and you're like, okay, that makes sense, that works. So, yeah, just another one of those experiences being like, wow, my dreams definitely came true.
Now, what I liked about yours, it was super fun. She was like, you're just like you're blowing it out, and you're like, I did it. And then you, like, walk away. It was, like, the cleanest.
That was how I felt. That's literally how I felt. I just did exactly as how I felt in that moment. I think everybody did, you know, when Jason did, like, the mic drop thing, and he just dropped the wand. That's how he felt. He was like, yeah, I just did that. We were all having that feeling of just, you know, happiness and just glad to have it done. And, yeah.
Out of season one, what was your favorite episode?
That's really good. I think my favorite episode was the second episode that aired. It was actually, I think, the third episode that we filmed, but it was the second that aired. It was when Devon came.
Yeah.
Oh, and no. It was when I had that conversation with Devon about him moving to Texas in the cafe. I loved that set. It was the first set that we'd had that was outside of our Raven's home, like, you know, living room and basically the Raven's home apartment. Yeah. So we had it, you know, kind of like a different set. It was great to have this fresh set, and I thought it was a really great scene between, you know, me and my TV dad. We had a great connection, and it was amazing when we saw it on TV. It went really well, and so we were super happy with the product of that. And then just so many of, like, the funny moments. I remember filming the brawl scene in the first, was it the first episode? Was it? Oh, gosh, I've lost track now. It was one of the early episodes, and do you remember that?
That's what I'm thinking. I was thinking.
Yeah, so basically, it was about my privacy, and my mom, the whole family was in the living room, and she was folding laundry, and she was, like, talking about my tiny little, like, training bra.
Yes, yeah.
And, and then Jason, who plays Levi, he thought it was, like, they were tank tops, like, shrunken tank tops. Right, and so he, like, pulled open his, like, button-up shirt, and then you could just see him in a training bra, and it was hilarious. And I laughed the first take we filmed it, and so we couldn't use that take, and we had to do it again. I did it the second time, but the first take, I was just hysterical. It was so funny, and Raven, being the amazingly hilarious person she is, she kind of went off book, and she started saying, like, crazy stuff, and she put the bra on her head, and then I just didn't expect that, obviously, and so I just laughed, and it was hilarious. So that was one of my favorite moments, for sure.
Well, I have a clip.
Yeah.
Ooh. That I'm very interested in playing because I have a question right after it plays.
Okay.
Like how your actual mom feels about it.
Okay. So. Oh, I know. I think I know what episode this is going to be from. I'm ready. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. This is what I expected.
Hi, Mom. You look beautiful today. Is that makeup you're wearing?
Forget it.
Mom, listen. You are too young to wear makeup. I think I'm old enough to make my own decisions. This conversation is over.
Yeah.
If I catch you wearing makeup, you gon' get it.
Oh.
Right, now please, I have to put a size 12 beagle into a size 6 wedding dress. Do not be the most shallow chick.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
I love that top.
I think you would love it. I wanted to steal it. I couldn't, but I wanted to. Is that it?
No.
Oh.
I can't believe you took makeup from your mom. All this time I thought I was the bad influence. Turns out it's you. I'm only in trouble if she catches me. Besides, if I'm too young for eyeliner, why am I so good at it? That's exactly how I feel about driving.
Gosh, right. I remember when we were filming this. Lexi, who plays Shannon, she had these huge heels, and she'd never worn huge heels like that, and she played an eighth grader. So she wasn't expecting to wear such high heels, and so she had to, like, kind of balance in them and, like, get used to walking in them, and we did that together. Like, you know, we practiced together.
I love your eyeshadow. What shade is it? It's actually a couple different ones. I blended them. You have to show me how you did that. I'll go grab my makeup. Meet me in the bathroom. Shannon Arnold just asked you to do her makeup. She's like the Beyonce of her school. I know, I heard her vision board was just a mirror. Because she's already there. Mia, do not mess this up. This is a big chance to seem better than we are. For some reason, that's important to me.
Yeah.
Hey, this set was so cool.
Well, since you've been working so hard, really funny. I thought I'd make you lunch.
They thought you were a dog.
Hmm?
They, like, in the episode, like, you're a dog. Like, oh, the boss thinks you're a dog.
Yes, Booker and Nia, yeah. Yeah, that was funny.
And just, like, the fact that Nia was, like, the big one.
And then, yeah. Originally in the script, it was supposed to be, you know, Booker being the big one and Nia being the small one. But then they flipped it to make it funnier. And it was so hilarious when we saw the final cut of, you know, yeah, that's Nia, this huge, humongous dog. And that's Booker, like, the baby. And that's kind of how it is in real life. Or on the show, you know, Booker is kind of a little bit more of a mama's boy, and Nia's more independent. So yeah. It was a good contrast between the size of the dogs and our actual personalities.
Now, in that episode, is your mom, like your actual mom, the same way about makeup?
You know what? I don't wear makeup outside of set for the most part. And if I do, it's because I have to go to an event or do something like this. And I, like, put on a little bit, but super natural. Not like, you know, pink lipstick and a purple eyeshadow. She, I think, has started to become a little more lenient to me, like, playing around with it on my free time if I want to, like, play around with it. Maybe not go out and, like, super heavy makeup, of course. Like, you know, Mom, I think you're okay pretty much. That's what she's doing. Yeah. So I think we've come to an understanding about it. I've always kind of liked playing around with makeup. Me and Sky love playing around with makeup together. So I think she understands it. You know, she went through the same thing when she was her age. And at the end of this episode, me and Raven have a talk about the importance of realizing that you have beauty within yourself without makeup. And those are the same kinds of conversations that me and my mom have. So I'd say it's pretty similar.
I have to say, one of my favorite episodes was the dancing tween.
Oh, yeah.
It's just because, like, she was like, girl, I was getting it. Like, I was bum. Yeah. And, like bending with the tray of cookies.
I love that song, and I loved the fact that we did the dance in the episode. It was so fun. And then they had to cut a couple of dance moves because the episode was running very long. But me and Raven had this really funny dance move that we did from the 90s where you kind of grab hands like,
oh, the kid in play,
like that. Yes. Yeah. And then you lock feet, and we had that really funny kind of dance move, and it was really cute, and it was a great kind of display of a connection between mother and daughter. And that's super important to see, and you see that a lot in the episodes on the first season, and you're gonna see a lot of it in the second season episodes. So it was really, really cute. I love that episode as well. It's great to film.
So you guys filmed in front of a live audience.
Yeah.
Now, how was that coming, obviously, from being very dramatic on being Mary Jane, I'm assuming single camera,
yeah,
to four cameras in front of actual people and hearing the laughter?
Yeah. It's different, for sure, and you have to change your beats and change your pacing. And so I had to make that adjustment. I had to say, for blocking, because obviously there are four cameras, not necessarily on you at all times, but on the scene at all times. So I had to adjust to that blocking. However, I kind of found it to be pretty easy because it's just kind of all about being open to your set. And it's different, like you said, on these multicam things, you have a fourth wall, which you never break. The fourth wall is nothingness, because behind you is the set and to the sides of you are the set. Mm-hmm. The fourth wall is directly in front of you. That's the live studio audience. In single cam, everything around you is set. Like, you don't have this fourth non-existent wall. So having to adjust to that, but overall it was pretty easy. I had a great, you know, team to help me adjust to it, and it was good. And a live audience is amazing. It keeps your energy up. It's really fun, and you feel fresh. And when people continue laughing at the things that you want them to laugh at, all of your jokes, it's great because it gives you that motivation. It lets you know that you're doing well. So it's good. It's really good.
Now, you went from Disney, mm-hmm, on top of doing Disney, obviously. Mm-hmm. You got free reign.
Yeah.
Now, how was that?
It's, well, so I actually had free reign before I got Raven's home, and so.
Oh, really?
Again, yeah, free reign is, even though it's very comedic, my character's comedic, it's a single cam as well, and it's not on a studio or a set. We film it, you know, we're going to beaches one day, and then the next day we're in forest, and the next day we're at the stables. So I think, you know, being Mary Jane is so different to free reign, and free reign is so different to Disney. I just am so thankful to have all of those things on my resume, because that's, they're all so diverse, and now I have the, I guess, skill set to be able to do all of them, which is really cool, and I get to bring different elements from one show to the other, which helps me with, you know, my kind of versatility. So it's good, and, you know, free reign is, like I said, it's different from Disney in the sense that it's single cam, but a lot of things are similar, like, you know, it's comedic still, so, yeah.
You're hilarious.
What?
Like, you are.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
I mean, no, seriously, when you're, like, at the end, you're just like, I'm out. I laughed so hard. I
was oh,
just like,
yeah.
I didn't know what I was expecting at that moment, but seriously, it was not like you to throw your hands up and just walk away.
It was
away.
Kind of to break, because obviously it was like this mega cliffhanger, like, are we going to stay? Are we going to go back to L.A.? And it was kind of to break that whole classic, iconic cliffhanger thing, me just going, I'm out. Like, just
I'm not just leaving this to work.
Yeah, just leaving instead of, you know, leaving it like, so what are you going to do, Zoe? I'm out. And then just then the first season is done. On to the second season, which I've just kind of come back from filming about a month ago, I'd say now. So
now, you guys are filming in London, right?
Yeah, we film in the UK. Like I said, we go to all different locations. We go to the countryside, and we film at stables. And then, like I said, we go to the beach and to forest. And we're always at a different location every day, which can get really fun at sometimes. And it can also be sometimes kind of, you know, just all over the place, because it's raining one day and then it's super windy the next, and so you've got all these weather elements which you don't have on a studio, because Raven's Home is filmed in a studio. Being Mary Jane was filmed in a studio. We did have some scenes that were outside, but mm-hmm. we filmed that in Atlanta. The weather is much more mild in Atlanta than it is in the UK. So we had to deal with all of that, location changes. We had to deal with weather changes, and we did it, and we got it all done, and that's great. It's a good part.
Now, I'm curious. Are you Team Penn or Team Marcus?
This is an ongoing debate on set. I have to say, I'm Team Penn.
I am, too. I'm not going to, like, that kiss is okay, but I'm just like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I want, like, my Penn.
I think it's the mystery of Penn and Zoe, because we see more of Zoe and Marcus than we do of Zoe and Penn, and so I think a lot of the audience wants to see what happens with Zoe and Penn, and I'm Team Penn, but I do love Bruce, who plays Marcus, and I do love Freddie, who plays Penn. They're both amazing, and, you know, they both bring so much to the series, but I'm Team Finn. We're Team Finn. It's Team Finn.
Team Finn over here, guys. Because, like, no, when they do the scenes, like, it's electric.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's really just electric just watching so them do chemistry. A scene again.
Right.
Like, you're just like, why did you have to kiss yourself? I thought you were immune. What happened?
Hey! Watch out for the second season. You never know what happens. I can't say anything, but
I'm just hope she, well, because how it ends is, oh, girl's mad now. She calls him kissing.
Yeah.
And she, daddy, buy me this stable.
Yeah.
Buy the stable for me.
Yeah.
That's what you can do for me, daddy.
Yeah. Well, you know, you never know what happens. I can't say anything.
Okay, so you're like a quadruple threat. Like, you sing, you act, you dance. Mm-hmm. Like, is there anything that you haven't done yet that you want to do or that you can't do that you, like, you hope you can just, like, get better at?
Something that I'd like to step my foot in is modeling. I think I've always loved it. Like I said, I used to do runway walks for my parents on Saturday nights and monologues and singing. And I think just I want to continue to grow and learn. And I think that's so important in becoming a better actor, becoming a better, you know, singer. So anything that I can learn, whether it's different methods and approaches to acting or, you know, different vocal ranges, like, I want to try and I want to push myself, and I never want to run out of things to learn. Like, I feel like that's, you know, that's not what I want to do. I always want to be able to learn and grow. So
I love it. We need more young people like this. Keep learning.
Yeah.
Message for the day.
You know what? Keep I like learning. School. I mean, I hear learning and I think school, and I like school. I don't mind it. So, I mean, obviously, sometimes you're like, oh, I really wish I didn't have to get up and go to school today. But I like school. I like learning.
Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, I'm with you. That one over there. She knows why. So do you like have like your go-to karaoke song? Like you're ready to go. Like you're ready to whip it out at a karaoke party.
Ooh, my lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss is popping. I'm standing at my locker and all the boys keep stopping. Mac Lord. Yeah, that. I remember the Ravens Home Cast, we decided to do karaoke one night, and it was, I don't remember what month it was in. It was sometime when we were filming the first season. We did karaoke, and me and Sky signed up to do that song together because we both love it. She had to leave to go, she plays basketball. She had to leave to do, like, a basketball game, so we didn't get to it, but that was so on my list. Me and Raven sang a bunch of songs together, though, and made up for me not being able to sing my favorite karaoke song. Me and Raven did a bunch of, like, Alessia Cara songs, and we kind of took up the stage. I'm sure the other people at the karaoke were not very happy about us staying up there for 15 minutes, but we did, and it was fun and great. And
yeah. I mean, depending on the karaoke place, they probably appreciated it, because right after you, it could have got bad. So
yeah, that's true.
They had a whole nice concert for 15
minutes. I mean, who says we weren't bad? Just joking. But, you know.
They probably weren't. You weren't.
Okay.
Because you also sing on the theme song of Raven's Home.
I do. Yeah, I do like the, it's Raven's Home. They blended me and Raven's voices together to do It's Raven's Home.
I just let you pop out of just the laundry. Just see, like, you can see me. Yeah,
well,
here.
You saw the, when I was doing the what we call the main titles, that's kind of the It's Raven's Home thing. I saw the basket and I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to fit in that thing. And somehow I just kind of maneuvered my legs and my arms and everything, like, squeezed up. I have pretty long legs, and so I had to, like, fold, like, my legs, and I just squeezed up, and, you know, they threw clothes on top of me, and I just came out of the basket. It was pretty easy.
You rocked it.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And you made Variety's Youth Impact of the Year. Mm-hmm. Now, how did that feel?
Again, making like, that list. Just every time something monumental to me happens, I kind of go through a state of denial first. So I'm like, like, really? Are you sure? Like, yeah. And then just freak out. So okay, I'd always heard of Variety magazine. I knew about it. And I think it's so important to show recognition to youth in the industry and, you know, in any aspect, because we are the next generation, and eventually we're going to become the age of all the people who aren't millennials now, and we're going to take on the responsibilities that they have now. And I think it's important to support all the youth who are doing good things. And I just, you know, it was incredible. And seeing my name under the Youth Impact, Youth Impact Report with so many other people who are doing just these phenomenal things was so cool to me, like, just insane.
Now we're about to be in 2018, and that's a crazy feeling.
I haven't thought about that yet. That's weird. That's weird. Yeah, 2018.
So you haven't made any resolutions yet?
You know what? I always try to kind of better myself whenever I can, rather than making resolutions for the next year. But I think you know, recently I've just really realized that I want to kind of get back into doing, you know, acting classes on my free time, and just, like we talked about, learning more. I think that's so important, you know, doing vocal lessons, maybe doing some music in the next upcoming year, just really branching out to all different areas of the industry and, you know, outside of acting, just bettering myself, you know, learning more about myself. And I've really noticed that over this past year that I've began to understand who I am more, and that's such a good feeling, you know, knowing who you are, especially when you're constantly playing characters. It's good to know who you are, so you're always, you know, yourself, and you don't begin to adapt, you know, the aura of a character that you play. Although that's okay, I just, you know, it's always important to be you and have your own thing and your individuality. And so I've realized over the last year that I've been able to establish that, and that's been so great. And I want to further, you know, get to understand and know myself, if that makes any sense, at this upcoming year. So, yeah.
What are your Christmas plans?
What are my Christmas plans? I am going to go back home to Atlanta, and I'm going to sleep in and enjoy my family, because I'm so excited to see my brothers again. I've got four brothers. Like I said, they're all going to come over, and, well, my two oldest brothers are going to come over, and they're going to spend the night with us. And the next morning we'll wake up and we'll celebrate Christmas, and we'll, you know, just spend some quality family time together. That's so important. And my parents are really great at making sure that we still have quality family time, with me doing this and with my brothers having all of their own things. You know, it's so important for us to gather frequently as a family, of course, and just spend time together and enjoy each other and love on each other And yeah, so I'm just, that's what I'm looking forward to. My mom's looking forward to it. She's so excited to be back home with them. And yeah, we're going to go on a cruise, a Disney cruise. Yeah, for Disney in January. So that's going to be fun. That's going to be another like family bonding thing.
And do you know which cruise?
We're going to the Caribbean. My mom does not know the exact cruise. I do not either. Sorry, she's over there, and I'm just trying to read her expressions. But I think we're going to the Caribbean. I know we're going to the Caribbean. I'm so elated because I've never been to the Caribbean. So that's going to be super exciting. I can't wait to experience some of that warmth in the Caribbean. There's the difference between, you know, exotic Caribbean warmth and California warmth, and I want to experience that Caribbean warmth.
I think we all want to experience that Caribbean warmth.
Yeah, definitely.
Take us with you, you January, please.
Yeah, everyone, we appreciate it. Come on,
guys, we can join her. Just we heard it from her.
Join me.
Do you have like anything on your acting bucket list you want to like?
Join a movie for sure. I haven't done like a feature film yet, and I really want to do a movie. I want to do something from Marvel, especially because I've always loved Marvel. I have four older brothers, and my dad is Marvel and DC obsessed. So I've always kind of known Marvel and DC, and it's always been something that I loved and watched and enjoyed with my brothers and my dad, and even my mom. She loves it too. So definitely want to be on a movie. It could be pretty much about anything. I want to be on a movie. And I want to branch out to that aspect of film because it's similar to acting, of course, similar to TV, of course it is, but it's different in so many ways, and it just goes back to learning new things, and a film, that is my acting resolution. There we go, 2018 resolution, there it is.
Get that film. I love that. So is there anything you want to give advice to anybody who's younger, who's watching right now, who wants to be in the entertainment industry, or just go for any goal?
Yeah. I just say, you know, find people who you can confide in and talk to it about, because that's so important. If I hadn't gone to my parents and told them that I wanted to do acting, I wouldn't be where I am today. And if they hadn't, you know, really got to understand me, if I hadn't gone through the depths that I did to showcase to them that I really wanted to do acting, you know, I wouldn't be here. And so go to people who you can confide in, who would help you reach your goal, and you know, work with them, be consistent with it. And even when times have gotten like, you know, tough, because there have been times where I didn't get a job for 6 months at a time, and obviously you get hard on yourself about it, and you just can't do that, because everything's a learning experience, everything's a growing experience. You're gonna, you know, it's gonna take some time, and just, yeah, stick with it, be consistent, and take whatever time that you can with, you know, still maintaining free time, but take whatever time you can to work on your craft, whether it's acting, whether it's something outside of that, whether it's like a foundation, whatever, just, you know, set aside some time and confide in those who you can trust.
Have you been watching Marvel's Runaways?
I haven't. I've been really bad with keeping up with TV and keeping up with, like, just, you know, things that are, even though I'm on TV, I just do a really bad job of keeping up with it, because it, you know, it's just, my life has been really frantic lately, which is such a great thing, but I haven't had a chance to, you know, catch up on TV and stuff. And I'm a huge TV watcher. Like, I love TV and film, obviously, yeah. But I love watching TV and film, but I just recently haven't gotten a chance to do so. But that's another 2018 resolution.
I love how she's really deep. That's another. Just like, it's like the tone. I love it. So before we get out of here, is there anything you want to tease for season 2 of Free Reign and season 2 of Raven's Home?
Can I tease anything?
Can't you tease anything?
What'd you say? Keep it safe. I'm going to give, for Raven's Home, stay tuned for some amazing family bonding, some amazing bonding between me and Booker, especially because we play twins and we really want to showcase how important that bond is. Stay tuned for even more bonding between me and Raven, because it's a family show. We want to make sure we showcase that family aspect. And stay tuned for the growing of my character and of all of the characters on Raven's Home. They're adding so many new layers of personality and complexity to our characters this year, and so it's been a learning experience for all of us, you know, getting to know our characters more and adding layers onto our characters. And so stay tuned for more in-depth descriptions of our characters. on Free Reign, oh, there's just going to be so much more action this year. Like, just so much. And so much is happening. We're introducing some new characters, which you've probably seen from, like, promo shots and all of that. So there's going to be, you know, more characters, more personalities, more action in general. So it's just going to be so much juicier than last year. So stay tuned. Rosie's going to find something. She's going to find her thing. That's pretty vague.
Like her thing in the...
Yeah, she's going to find her thing. She's going to find her thing.
Besides fashion?
Yes, besides fashion. And that's it. That's all I can say, I think.
Well, again, guys, I am Shay Jones. Mm-hmm. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. And it was such a pleasure having you in the studio.
Yeah.
You want to tell them where they can find you one last time?
Yeah, I'm Navia Robinson. I am on Instagram at Navia Robinson. And I'm on Twitter at Navia Z Robinson. Thank you guys so, so much.
Oh,
do we have
in the chat, it's the chat. Just thinking about it. Oh. They don't know whether there'll be a Christmas Ravens home.
Unfortunately, I don't think so, guys. Oh. I'm so sorry. I don't think so because we have an episode. We've already gotten the episode, like the script for this week's filming, and I don't think we're going to get to a Christmas episode before we have our Christmas break because we can't squeeze two episodes into 1 week, unfortunately. But... I mean, there's always next year, right? Stay hopeful for next year Christmas episode. There'll be amazing episodes regardless this season. But I don't think a Christmas episode this year. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Layla.
Layla.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.